Lucy crept into her sister's bedroom at 10 o'clock the following morning. She'd been longing to see her for hours, but had resisted the impulse until she could not wait any longer. After all, 10 was a perfectly unexceptional time to be rising, she reasoned. Bella, are you awake?
Well, I suppose I am now.
Wasn't last night prodigious fine? Her voice was breathless still with the memory. It seemed not of this world. So many on the spree, everyone enjoying themselves. The lights, the dancing and exotic performers, the unexpected sights and sounds. I've never seen anything like it. She sat on the chair by the dressing table and turned to gaze at her drowsy sister. But how did you get caught in the rain and have to go home early? We were all safe and dry in the rotunda. Colour rose in Sibella's cheeks and she shivered slightly at the memory, but her voice as she spoke was matter-of-fact. I went to explore and bumped into Lord Rockcliffe. He offered to escort me round the garden's delights. Then the rain came and I was drenched through. I thought every woman of virtue knows not to go anywhere with Lord Rockcliffe. Did he try to seduce you, Bella? Lucy's voice was admonitory and parental in a reversal of their usual roles. Well, yes, he did. But why does everyone think I need protecting from men like Lord Rockcliffe? I'm no longer an innocent country girl, you know. She had struggled to sit up, her hair all awry. But surely you didn't want him to seduce you, Bella? Lucy's brow was wrinkled with concern. Of course not, but I also don't care to be condescended to. I can look after myself, Lucy dearest. I know you can. If it's dealing with a recalcitrant horse or your bees in a bait or the servants or James kicking up a lark. But Lord Rockcliffe, how did you escape his practiced talons? I would have managed to hold him off, but it's true I was grateful for a little help. From Mr. Brabazon, as it turned out, Sibella said quietly with a self-deprecating smile. I knew it! Freddy's eyes were dancing with some secret joke when he told us you'd gone home early in Mr. Brabazon's chaise. Oh, no, I don't want it all over town. Her hand flew to her face. Don't worry. Mr. Brabazon wouldn't have told Freddy anything. He's as close as the grave. But Freddy noticed his knuckles on his right hand. Apparently he's known in Corinthian circles for having a punishing right hand. She paused and laughed. I don't think delicately nurtured women are meant to know what that means, but you can't be around Freddy and Val and not get all the boxing cant. Her face was lively with amusement. Freddy was delighted at the thought of a mill, and over you, Bella. Sibella's cheeks had coloured. Lucy continued merrily. Freddy says his guardian has an uncanny knack for turning up when he's most needed. And when he's not. Bella, you're not sorry he rescued you from that libertine? Lucy's voice was shocked. This time I was most grateful for his intervention. Desperation was setting in before he arrived. I was thinking of Mr. Brabazon's manner in general. He just seems to think that whatever the occasion, he knows best. She yawned again and rose from her bed. She walked over to her sister and asked what she had enjoyed most about the evening. Everything. It was all like a Midsummer Night's Dream. She closed her eyes and flung out her arms. I loved the music and the dancing best. It's funny, dancing with Val is effortless. He's such a prodigious dancer. I feel like a goddess flying through the clouds. But dancing with Freddy, who's not as good and clomped on my toes a few times, is really exciting. When he slips his arm round my waist and swings me into a waltz, I don't want it to stop. Why do you think that is? Sibella watched her sister's face. I don't know. I'm in a muddle. I love them both, but in such different ways. Everyone is in a muddle, it seems. We just have to hope the fog lifts and the sun comes out so we can find a new path through. Remember Papa and the family motto. As Lucy turned to leave, she stopped at the door. I almost forgot. Can I borrow Scipio this afternoon? Val and Freddy are riding in the park and I'd like to join them, but not on Lady Godley's staid old palfrey. Sibella could not hide her concern. Do you think that's wise? I know you've ridden him at home and I know we were going to share him, but I've seen how much harder he is to handle in the park where there are other horses, most specifically other stallions, and all kinds of distractions. He's a spicy ride. Oh, Bella, I'm not as skilled a horsewoman as you, but I'm not bad. I've been riding since I was 4, and Freddy and Val will be with me and they're complete hands. But they're a breakneck pair, and I suppose they have high-bred stallions too. You're never usually such a spoilsport. Scipio and I will be fine. She nodded. Just be sensible and treat him with respect.